Gerardo, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining me.
No, thanks for having me, Amber.
Delighted to chat to you. So this research that you've done, it suggests that we'll see more staycations this year. Can you explain to us, I suppose, what the findings reveal and how you came to that determination?
Well, the findings that were revealed were that the actual expenditure in flights was actually down this year, about 5% on last year, which would indicate that people are actually less likely to travel abroad this year because they haven't actually purchased those tickets yet. And we've seen from the Q1 stats that were released by the CSO that we already have a bit of a jump in terms of domestic trips for the first quarter of this year. And that combined with the political instability and the issues around for hesitation to travel to the US at present, probably give more of a hope and an aspiration that based on those fundamental blocks, we would have a bit of a surge in domestic demand this summer in Ireland.
Okay, fantastic. That's great to hear. And we're very reliant on tourism here in Kerry, especially. So it's a fantastic one to hear. But it's important, I suppose, isn't it? And it makes a huge difference, doesn't it? Because it has a knock-on effect, I think, when people spend money locally, Gerardo.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's tremendously beneficial. And that the increase that we actually have is actually not only from the domestic market, actually overseas visitors, which are quite important to Killarney, particularly the American market, you know, with all the beautiful golf courses that you actually have, has been very strong. And in the first 5 months of the year to the end of May, they're actually up significantly on last year. And so is their expenditure. The lifting of the aircraft in Dublin, that actually helped quite a bit, but also an increase in the number of air seat capacity into the country that was up about 15% for the first couple of months of the year because of that the lifting of the cap in Dublin. And for the summer, it's up about 3%. So all of those things are going to support, ideally, the higher volumes of both domestic and international travellers. And both are actually crucial, you know, in terms of numbers. The domestic market is about 70% of the numbers. But in terms of the expenditure, it's actually only about 40% because the people that travel from the States, they stay for a little bit longer, you know. So obviously the average length of stay being about three times what the domestic holiday would be does help with that expenditure. And they also tend to actually play more golf and do things, quite a few things that will be on the higher end on the spending spectrum. And that has a huge impact for places like County Kerry.
It certainly does. That's great to hear. And I suppose we're probably in the height of the busy summer season now as well. So what can hotels maybe expect as they look to the next couple of weeks in terms of maybe occupancy from what you're seeing? Or do you have details of that?
Yeah, well, I mean, so far, year to date, I said the occupancy figures have been very benign around the country. They're up significantly on last year, nearly double digit. And that's on the basis of a combination of things. A stronger domestic demand, a slightly higher overseas travel. But there's also a couple of other factors, including, for example, in Killarney, the close of the Donlough Hotel. That meant that there's actually been reduced capacity for those visitors into those destinations. One key factor that we actually had seen so far this year is the shortening of the booking window. So traditionally, people would book their holidays, you know, 6-7 weeks in advance. But this year, because of the uncertainty, people have actually been shortening their booking window. So they're booking more last minute. So the bookings are happening. So if you compare perhaps this year to last year, when you look at the business and the books, business might have a little bit of a shortfall when it comes to against last year. But on the day for the day, people are reporting a massive surge in booking. So the interest in traveling and the ability to travel is actually there, but it is just that people are waiting a little bit longer to actually make those crucial bookings. And so far today, the expenditure, again, from our credit card data shows that to the end of May, that's the only thing we have, shows that food expenditure has actually been ahead of last year. Beverage expenditure is a little bit down on last year, but that could be just with a couple of matches. It's funny that the way that certain matches, or particularly sport things, fall, could actually have a significant impact in terms of alcohol consumption. It's actually just a jump in cinema expenditure, which is up a couple of hundred percentage points. Now, that's from a low base last year, but there's obviously something that was in the cinema in Kerry that people did like to attend.
Absolutely. That's very interesting to hear. And I know as well that the VAT rate is dropping. Obviously, it has come into effect now. So that was something that people were crying out for here, particularly in the hospitality industry in Kerry as well, you know, for the survival of their businesses. So it sounds like from what you're saying, based on where people are spending their money or have been spending their money and the trends you're noticing, that it sounds like it'll be quite a good few weeks for local hospitality businesses here in Kerry. Or that's the hope anyway, I can imagine.
Absolutely. Certainly, the outlook is quite positive because, I mean, that reduction in permanent reduction in VAT is going to be crucial for the sector because for the last number of years, the sector has been dealing with increases in wages, in insurance expenses, now actually, obviously, with energy. And this would actually provide them with a bit of a lifeline because that margin erosion that people were actually facing has led to quite a few to consider, you know, the viability of the business into the future. And this throws them a bit of a lifeline and allows them to perhaps actually a little bit more time to rethink perhaps the business model and also a bit of extra money to reinvest because it is critical for business to be able to pay themselves the wages, but also to reinvest. And you know, once profits start to stagnate, you see less and less investment in businesses. And that actually creates a bit of a negative spiral that business can fall into. So it is very, very positive to see that both the demand actually is stacking up and that business will actually get to benefit from that reduced rate of VAT.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's great to hear. You mentioned investment there as well, Gerardo. And I just wanted to ask you, did the analysis look at operators and if they were investing money into their businesses? And maybe if they were, where were they investing it or what areas were they looking at maybe?
Well, for the last couple of years, the investments have actually been quite heavily done on more the accommodation side of business because food and beverage, because of the profits that have actually been declining, a lot of businesses have actually been focusing more on either developing one or two bedrooms if they had a pub, investing in upgrading those energy upgrades. But it's been very little money that has been invested in the upgrade of food and beverage facilities. There's been a lot of investment in staff housing to get better conditions from their own staff. But overall, there's been a significant investment in terms of technology and ESG in particular over the last couple of years that we've noticed. But as I said, hopefully with the changes in VAT, we'll hopefully get to see again that reinvestment in terms of food and beverage expenditure. Now, that is also a little bit reactive in all fairness, and it is because demand from consumers has been more geared towards quick service restaurants, so more kind of like your fast food and your limited service restaurants. And that's why it's a little bit more difficult than when you're providing a full service restaurant to make a profit. But hopefully, again, as I said, that investment could convince some to actually perhaps actually invest in a project for the food and beverage outlets.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great to see. Based on the findings, we'll say up until the end of May this year and how they compare to maybe the same time last year, Gerardo, what would be your outlook in terms of the hospitality industry as we look to the future? Would it be a positive one maybe, or would you have any concerns?
Well, I wouldn't be terribly concerned. Accommodation is, as I said, to date ahead of last year, and the bookings for the rest of the year look actually quite healthy. So I think from an accommodation perspective, that's fine. From a food and beverage perspective, it's actually probably slightly tighter. And you know, I know we're getting the benefit of VAT, but businesses have actually been reporting probably a bit of a tightening of the purse strings over the last year or 2 years, really. You know, with the cost of living. So you know, people are still traveling and they're paying for the hotel, but extra activities when they get to the destination or fancier dining things are not always happening. So the outlook is positive for accommodation, positive enough in terms of overall consumption. But I say it'd be the benefit to food and beverage sales, it'd probably be not as rosy as it might be for accommodation.
Yeah, absolutely. And in terms of the VAT rate and the fact that it's dropped now as well, obviously we spoke a moment ago about how beneficial it would be for local hospitality businesses. But will there be an impact, we'll say, for the person traveling? Will they get a benefit from that as well, do you think?
Well, the benefit that they will get will be the fact that they will know that those businesses are probably going to be more viable into the future and that they're more likely to actually invest on their premises. As I said, if you were actually were to speak to any of the operators, they've been quite busy, but sadly, the bottom line has actually been eroding in most cases. So this would actually only provide them with a lifeline to actually recover the profits that have actually been dwindling for the last couple of years. So in prices, I don't think there'll be that many places that would be passing, but it is actually, in all fairness, a legitimate thing because those margins have been eroding, and it is needed for businesses to continue to pay wages, to pay the energy expenses. Running hospitality businesses is an expensive endeavor, you know, and one that requires a lot of dedication from all the hospitality operators.
Absolutely, it certainly does. Just before we finish up, Gerardo, if anyone wants to look at this research in a little bit more detail, can they find it on your website or how can they access it?
They can indeed, from Bank of Ireland website and our social media channels. We generally actually publish once a month a spending pulse where we actually talk about latest trends in expenditure. And we're generally just trying to let the world know in terms of what are the trends so people can react and adapt their businesses as we continue to support them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time. It's really interesting research and great to hear that hopefully it will pan out that there will be more staycations and people will come to Kerry and further afield here in Ireland as well. But thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show and to talk us through it.
Thank you so much, Amber. And I myself will be taking a couple of breaks this summer in the kingdom. So yes, you know, hopefully there'll be a lot more people joining me.
Fantastic. We look forward to seeing you then. Thanks so much.
Thank you.